Coming up, we're talking Swamp Fest and Absa Cape Epic.
And some fundamental skills that you now need on your mountain bike.
Let's get on with it. Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with Martin Ashton.
And Owen Coontz.
How are you?
Good, yeah, good time.
We have got a great show coming up. We're going to get to our topic in a minute. But first, have you seen this? A Swamp Fest.
No.
Look at this. BMX event over in Florida. Look at that. Flare out of a wall ride. Barely missing the puddles.
But, I mean, it's like a Group B rally car situation where he's going to just punt into the crowd.
Yeah, with his, you know, steel pegs on the side of his frame, breaking shins. It's a health and safety nightmare.
Give me sweaty palms. I don't like it.
At the end of it, they set fire to it, don't they, Matt? Set fire to the whole lot of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because fun. It wouldn't be fun if you fell in that water and a crocodile came out and got you.
Or alligator.
Or both.
Mm. Oh, just think of that. They're both...
Which is it, crocodiles or alligators there?
I think it's alligators. That's... Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
I tell you what else is happening right now. It's literally happening right this moment.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, literally. Yeah.
They're probably pedaling at this moment. In fact, it's happening all week, so we're confident.
Oh! Yeah. Clever.
Like Absa Cape Epic is well underway. Like I said, happening right now. Live results can be found on epic-series.com/CapeEpic on the screen there for you. That's easier. But there's a lot going on in that event. As we're saying this, the prologue and stage one has happened. Probably as you're watching this, stage two has already.
Okay,
but
yeah.
As we were filming, Annika Langvad, welcome back.
Yeah!
Yeah, Annika Langvad and Sophia Gomez-Villafane were leading the women's. In the men, it's a very familiar name. Scott Sram, MTB Racing, Nino Scherter and Filippo Colombo are leading by 30 seconds, as we said this.
I mean, that feels like quite a lot, but I suspect in Cape Epic, it's probably not.
Yeah, well, you're timed to the second man, right? So it's like...
Of course.
I think that's how it goes. It's an amazing event.
Nerdy note, I did love how there was a release of Nino's bike and there's pictures and there was custom paint job. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's great. Do you know what I really liked on that bike?
Go on.
He'd got his pump on there, he'd got a tube on there, and he'd got a saddlebag.
It's the basics. It's the basics.
No, it is, but those people don't race with that or don't ride with that.
Yeah,
it's great.
But on that event, you can be out in the wilderness, literally, with no one to help.
So what? Wilder than the Forest of Dean?
It's only a little bit wilder than Forest of Dean.
I guess there are actual cheaters, aren't there?
Yeah. For reference, anyone who doesn't live in the UK, Forest of Dean is it's probably the safest place on Earth. There's not really much that can go wrong. You can't be eaten by anything.
The wild boar.
Oh, is there wild boar?
Yeah.
They killed Henry VIII.
Did they?
I don't think so.
Well, no, it's more that you might find like a bike nerd in there waffling on about tyres and you get bored to death.
Yeah, that's more likely. Yeah. So racing in Cape Epic has got underway and it's got me thinking. It's always a bit of a starter gun for the racing series.
Yeah, agreed.
For me.
Yeah.
I know there's some races that have happened already, but I always feel like, right, here we go, we're off to the races. World Cups are on their way.
Yes.
But something that's really amazing about this event is that it's, even though our interest is peaked, it's something that's changed a lot over the years.
Agreed,
Because, right, cast your mind back 30 years ago to a cross-country event from back then, right? Whether it was a Cape Epic style event or any XC race, you would be guaranteed to see, if you went and watched those events, the least talented professional mountain bike racers in the world.
I think it's how you define talent, to a degree. I mean, they were very fit.
Very fit.
They were excellent mountain bikers.
Very determined.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't have great skills.
No,
skill
they did not.
Skill set was not high.
No.
No. Whereas now, you can't really say that because the riding's so engaging.
Yeah,
it's
agreed.
The courses have changed. The riding styles have changed. The way we learn has changed.
Yep.
And it really strikes me is that, like, you know, back in the day, you could buy a mountain bike, enter a cross-country race the next day, and be mountain biking.
Yeah, right? And you could, if you were really fit, if you're a roadie, because that happened quite a lot.
Yeah,
you roadies would get put on a mountain bike, and some of them didn't have good skills. Some of them were pretty skillful. But yeah, you could just enter it and you could probably win.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that anymore. I think this is controversial, right?
Okay, why?
Well, because I think if you buy a mountain bike now, there are a few skills that you really need, right?
Yeah.
To, one, enjoy a mountain bike and get the most out of it and get the most out of a track. But also to really be able to call yourself a mountain biker.
Yeah, no,
I'm not sure, like, you're really mountain biking unless you're doing these things. And that's a bit of a barrier to entry, isn't it? But I think they're important. I think they're important
skills. They are, because there's skills to kind of be better at mountain biking and get the most out of it.
Mm, yeah.
Whereas previously it was just sort of pedaling fitness and then you're away.
But do you want to hear my bread and butter skills? I think you need, no matter what bike you're riding, you know, like, you could be on a dirt jump bike,
right.
You could be on a downhill bike, you could be on an XC bike, right?
These are the fundamentals.
I think you need these skills,
right?
Because
they're going
to really help you ride, right?
Okay. Right.
First one up, right? I'm going to do the most controversial thing right at the start, right?
Yeah.
I am going to get the track stand, right? I'm going to get it in my hands here, right? I'll throw it in the bin.
That's the one bit
track
I'm good
stand,
at.
Track stand, forget it.
What?
Track stands are great, right? And as you get better at riding, track stands are entry into doing some tricks, right? But what you actually need, this is the skill you need as a mountain biker, is slow speed control. You need slow speed control, both seated and standing. Seated you're going to need on the climbs and on technical muddy terrain where you need some grip on the back tyre. And standing slow speed control you need when you're getting to those, like, roll-ins to a chute or roll-up, slow roll-up guiding looks at a drop-off. So you're not all, like, wavy front end as you get to the edge. You're just nice and controlled. You've got the confidence of going slow and you drop off. Slow speed control. That's my first one.
Part of me would immediately like to sort of, like, disagree, but it's just a reaction, isn't it? When somebody says something and you disagree with it, you get angry.
Yeah.
And because it's the only one thing I'm really good at, a track stand,
is
then I'm on the back foot, a bit defensive.
Yeah. But no one ever got fast doing a track stand.
And that is my problem. I'm really good at a track stand, but actually, whilst useful in a kind of playground setting,
don't
you're
get me
right.
wrong. I love the track stand. I've been teaching it to people for years and years. But I feel like the skills that you fundamentally need to enjoy mountain biking, that's not one of them right away.
Right, okay, cool.
Next one, right?
Yep.
Now, this is great because there's lots of them popping up all around the world. Pump track understanding, right?
Right.
Uh-oh. I've lost you again, haven't I?
You haven't lost me. I think it's really valid. It's just leaning into, like, you've put me on the back foot with a kind of, like, the one thing you were good at, and then it's like, yeah, there's this new thing that I'm really not very good at, and you're like, that's what you should be good at.
It's not all about you, mate.
Oh.
Right, the thing is, pump tracks are really useful because what you can learn there is how to pump, obviously, and you know if you're doing it right, if all you need to do is not pedal, and if you can get round the track, it's working.
So you've got flow as well.
So you can use a pump track and you're pumping your way around the track. And it's a really great place to start dipping your toe into mangling across some of the gaps.
Yeah.
Now, all of those skills, that slow speed control and that pumping and manualing through terrain really fits with modern day cross-country courses because they try and build flow into them now. So that really helps. Similarly, third skill, railing and carving a berm.
Yep.
But interestingly, right, you want to be able to do that with an outside pedal dropped, right, on both sides.
Oh.
Yeah, and you want to be really comfortable with level pedals too, because sometimes one thing will suit the track that you're on better than the other. Like, one trail will flow and you'll start finding yourself getting into that low pedal on the outside, get a lovely grip, and then another one will be a bit rougher and you want to stay level pedals and you want to just be like, rap, using those pumping skills that you've learned at the pump track.
Yep.
Last skill, right? This is going to be really controversial and I think it's going to upset you a lot. Me and Matt are going to be very happy about it, right?
Oh, God.
I think these days, you need to be able to jump.
Oh.
You need to be able to do small jumps at least, right? Because, now don't let this scare you off, okay? The thing is, with small jumps, that you get so much confidence from them when they are in a trail, and usually they're very small, right? If they're in a cross-country trail, it's going to make such a difference to how the trail works. If you have to brake and roll through that jump and lose all your speed, the next bit's not going to work, so you won't get to enjoy it, Right? Yeah. But I'm talking really small jumps. Really great place to learn these jumps or dip your toe in is back at the pump track. Right, if you've got four little whoops on a pump track, just roll one and two, take off from three, land on the backside of four. There'll only be a really small jump. One, two, lovely.
I mean,
yeah. Four skills there that is gonna, I think you need those, and you might be thinking, has mountain biking got too difficult? It hasn't. It just needs a little bit of focus at the start there. And honestly, it's as simple as visiting a pump track. You will have a much better time mountain biking, I think, personally. What do you think to that?
Well, I'd love to disagree, but I think you're right. I think I'm quite humble, but on the track stand, I think I'm pretty darn good.
You really want to come back to that track stand, don't you?
No, but because it then links into so much, because you're right. Like, mountain biking is not static. Mm. I mean, trials might be, but mountain biking on single track and stuff like that is flowy. Yeah. So actually, it then links into all the other aspects in terms of like that flow at the pump track and kind of like carving berms and then coming back to, well, then you've got speed, then you've got momentum, which is what you want to keep because you want to keep the flow. Well, then you've got the jump. So it all makes sense in terms of slow speed confidence, pump track understanding, railing berms and small bumps. Like, it all links together to what modern mountain biking is.
It sure does. Right, do you agree? Are these skills what you're trying to perfect? Are you experimenting with pump tracks and technical trails? Let us know in the comments. Last week's comments were amazing. We had like 500 comments last week. It was amazing. You got right stuck in. So let us know about the bread and butter skills that you're learning, and are they the requirements of the modern mountain biker? Before we get to the news, I have got some really good news for you.
Yes.
We've got new T-shirts in store. I'm wearing mine now. We have got the dropping in design, and we've got our Wildscape, which is what I'm wearing. These are available in the store, $29.99, brand new design. So if you want to celebrate, you know, the Wildscape look, or you want to like prove you're a downhill legend with our dropping in tee, then head over to the store. That's a great way to support us. And also, one thing I wanted you to check out, Owen, before we get to the news.
Yeah, yeah.
Is we had a video about the ugliest bikes.
Yeah, it was really good. There was a lot of good comments. Yeah.
Well, we didn't need to do that video, right? Because in my feed on Instagram, I got to see the ugliest bike ever winner, hands down, right?
Really?
Brand new from, can you guess who they're from? Can you guess who would have made an ugly bike? Who would make an ugly bike?
I don't know, someone who designs like a fridge or something like that. Something
or
static.
Or a car. A car.
Oh.
A car designer.
Yeah, but some cars are really
car
nice.
Car designers. Look at this from McLaren.
Oh.
It's not new.
Oh.
It's not new. I looked into it. It's been out a while, but they are just released.
Oh, that's horrid.
It. 12 grand you can now buy it for. The design's been out
they
there.
They pay you 12 grand?
No. No. You look at the poor guy who's riding this. He's anonymous.
Yeah, you'd
want to be anonymous. He's not saying who he is.
You'd want a little ballon,
wouldn't
you? It
might be Matt. He looks a bit like Matt. He's all dressed in black.
No, Matt would be high
nice
off a jump
and stealth.
Than
that. Yeah, he's riding this ugly thing down 110 newton meters of torque on that bike.
Which
right?
is a lot.
Because you wouldn't believe it, it's an e-bike, right? It's 110 newton meters of torque,
that's
right?
Quite a lot, yeah.
You'd use every newton meter of that trying to get away from anyone seeing you're riding it.
And what's going on with the handlebar?
You can't, that's you have
it's not
to,
an option, is
no,
it? You have that,
that
laptop
is, you have
integrated.
To, you have to have the laptop and the headlight fixed. Wow. And it's literally, if you look, it's all joined from the top tube into the bars. That's the stem height you're having. And you will like it. It is a monster. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. I want to hear your comments. And you won't believe it. Guess where they got the battery? They've hidden the battery in there stealth-like.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hidden?
Yeah, you never notice where the battery is. Hint, it might be in the down tube.
Like that this. Is shocking.
Yeah, it's so awful.
It's foul.
It?
Yeah. But hey, if you've got one, then you just need the four essential skills and you'll be a mountain biker. You can't
I'm
be
not
with
sure
that.
Them
no.
skills will fix it. anyway.
You'd have to be Reese Wilson to do that well on that bike.
Enough on ugly bikes. Let's have some news from Tom.
What's up, everyone? This week, we begin with some updates to the Grand Canyon range. Canyon's do-it-all hardtail received some updates, including skinnier rims and tires from stock, resulting in an 800-gram weight saving and keeping things nimble. Suspension on the adult size increases to 120mm up front and the kids to 80mm. There's a lower top tube to accommodate longer drop seat posts and 180mm rotors as standard on the adult version, 160 on the Young Hero Kids. New colors and compatibilities across the range too, keeping things versatile. Not only that from Canyon this week, but they've also opened their first brick and mortar store in Munich. Over 1,000 square meters of floor space with bikes and kit available to buy, several quick fix stations which operate without appointment, a fully equipped workshop, and test riding of exclusive models. It's open now, but there'll be a grand opening celebration on March 29th, so if you're in Munich, swing by. Okay, we're going to keep things German for a bit, talking about the new range of tech wear from YT Industries. 5 new items, 6 size range available across all of them. There's jackets, pants, a wind vest that packs down into a pocket and can be strapped to your bike or stashed in a bum bag, as well as hooded and non-hooded dry-release insulated jerseys. And Continental Tires now have their Enduro casings available in the super soft compound with trail casings in the soft compound, which will allow riders to mix and match to better get a combination that works for them. Their most popular tire, the Cryptotal, is now available in 20, 24, and 26 inch too. The NZ MTB Rally have announced a star-studded lineup of Kiwis as guest riders. Matt Fairbrother, Tohuto Areke Pene, Matt Walker, and Sam Blenkinsop will be competing this year. Andorran Killian Bron is flying the flag for Europe in the pro rider category. 6 days racing across some New Zealand's premier riding locations begins March 22nd. Events-wise, as Martin has touched on, the Cape Epic has kicked off with Toyota specialised team of Annika Langvad and Sofia Gomez-Villafane and the Willia Vittoria team of Luca Brido and Simone Avandetto winning the prologue. 26 kilometres, 750 metres of climbing on the prologue, so a short one to begin with. Australian Nationals last weekend too, Becca Henderson claims another one, but Isabella Flint really made her fight for it this time round, just 0.3 seconds in it, a rainy sprint to the line for Henderson's 12th consecutive title. Different story in the men's, Sam Fox a comfortable minute ahead of second place Jack Ward to secure the title. In the downhill, Luke Meyer-Smith made history by taking his third national title in a row, and Shana Hearn returns to the top spot to take her fourth career national in the women's race. And it's been a rough start to the year for Commensal Muckoff. Their Ludenville training camp saw Dylan Maples break his radius and reigning world champ Loris Vergier break a shoulder blade. They both believe they'll be back up and running before the start of the season. All right, that's my time this week. Let's see what Toff's got in store for the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new video part from Vinnie Armstrong and Forbidden Bikes called Deja Vu. You might recognise a few of the spots from her last video part called Shimmer. Vinnie's got such good bike control and style. I think it's sick how she actually does the sickest Euro tables, 1 foot Euro tables, as well as regular tables and opposite tables. And different types of whips, from ones which are more like table-y to ones which are more moto. Basically, if you enjoy watching tables and whips and appreciate good shapes on a bike, this one is definitely for you. Also, the cinematography and editing is amazing from Liam Morgan. It's definitely worth checking this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Hacks and bodges this week. Oh, and I've tried to stick with the Swamp Fest vibe, okay?
I've gone gutter snipe
in terms of the actual hack or bodge, not the person who sent them in. First one here, I really like this. I actually saw this on Instagram, and you're going to love this.
Okay.
From Cycling Beast. Look at this. It's such a simple... Have you seen this before?
No.
Look. Okay, SmartLink. Click.
Oh, wow.
How good was that?
If only I'd not got Boa on my shoes.
That's good, though, isn't it?
No, it's great.
It's really good.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant.
Next up, I want you to see this one. Carl Daniel was sent this in, right? When I saw this, I was like, you've taken the trouble to take a photo of this. But Carl is trying to win a GMBM race top, and he has basically used puncture repair to fix his tent.
That's genius. That's great.
It's pretty good.
That's real.
It's not the most interesting photo in the world, but
I mean,
it's in the running.
He does say that he was camping in Wales, so that sounds really exciting.
And then
the photo doesn't necessarily show that, but very good fix. Like it.
Next up, bike lift from Gavin. Now, this is his motorcycle bike lift, which he's having to use for the blooming e-bikes. They're so heavy.
I like this though.
Yeah, it's
this
good
very
from
good. Initially, I thought he'd made it himself, but then you say MX done. You're like, oh yeah,
yeah, it's pretty good one. Next good. One is from Guillaume, and he has basically needs must, right? He needs to get the bike fixed, didn't have time to get to the garage, may not even have one. So clever little seat hang.
I like it, yeah.
Take the back wheel out and just seat hang.
And with the dropper post, okay, do check, because you may void your warranty by doing it. You could adjust the height by droppering or non-droppering your dropper post.
That's controversial. That's controversial.
You probably will break your dropper post. Please don't do that. You could do it.
They're all very basic this week. Owen, you're going to pick the winner for this. So you can go with Guillaume there. You can go with Gavin.
Okay, I'm going to go for
Carl with his puncture repair of the tent.
What's they
not
win?
Even biking. GMB and race top, serious gig.
Let's do repair stand. No, let's do the MX one. Because he'd have to do something there.
You're giving it to Gavin.
Yeah.
Well done, Gavin. You've won yourself a GMBN race top. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, what I've demonstrated there, right, is how simple it is to get involved in hacks and bodges.
Ah, clever.
See what I've done there?
Clever.
They're very basic hacks and bodges. They might help someone out. So if you've got a hack or a bodge, as simple as that, or maybe something a bit more technical, some 3D printing maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
You can send anything in into the GMBN Uploader. It's linked down there in the description below the video. We would love to see your hack or bodge next week, and you could be winning yourself a GMBN race top, just like our man Carl did. And was it Carl? It was Carl, wasn't it?
Or was it Gavin?
Gavin. Our man Gavin has won himself a top. Yeah, so good luck to you next week. Some things we like this week, Owen.
Yeah.
I'm going to start. You know, we started with Swamp Fest. It seems it carried on in the Italian Championship for Yolanda Neff.
Oh, I
did see some pitch. She got plastered.
Yeah, but those photos are mint. Like, it shows how technical a cross-country track now is.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
talking about those essential skills.
Yeah.
Yolanda's just schooling everyone.
Yeah.
Impressive.
And maybe go to the pump track in the rain, too.
I think she probably does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she has got serious skills. And you particularly like the lefty with those colourways on it.
I think it looks really good.
Yeah. No,
like, they've made it pop, opposed to sort of hide it away. So you're not looking and thinking, oh, my God, it's half a fork. Mm. You're then like, oh, yeah, it's a lefty. It's, like, designed to be like that. Yeah, good.
Great riding. Can't wait to see Yolanda on the World Cup circuit on the Cannondale.
Yeah, be interesting.
Next up, I love this. And you're going to love this.
Yeah.
Right, this is Becky Hobbs.
Yep.
Right, and she is doing an amazing ride from Heron Lake in Staines.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to a ski camp in Val Thorens in the Alps in France, because she's raising money for Access Adventures, and it's Humans of the Tandem. That's the Instagram. Ticker name that you can follow.
Yeah.
And basically, right, she's always got to go and find a person to help her pedal to the next bit.
Shivers.
So she hasn't got anyone on the back.
She aiming to be there this winter?
She's well on her way. She's on her way. She's nearly there, actually. You can support her on It Is Just Giving. So you can head over there and give her a bit of cash if you want. She's raising money for Access Adventures. And I just think it's a brilliant idea where she's just having people
brilliant.
That she randomly finds. Will you get on the back and pedal me get to the next bit?
Like it.
And she just keeps them riding as long as they will.
That's really brilliant. Fun, isn't it?
What a great idea.
Yeah,
I love
very
it.
Good.
That's very cool. Next up, do you see this from old Fabio Widmer? The Australian?
Yeah. Well, he goes upside down.
He's not Australian, is he?
No,
it's Austrian.
I thought you were making a kind of inverted joke there.
That is some serious access all areas ramp building on the top of that building. I bet there was some forms needed to be signed to get that done.
Yeah, a controversial take. Please come at me in the comments.
Yeah.
It feels a bit like a video game. Doesn't feel real.
Doesn't feel real when...
So then I'm a bit,
and you're
I'm
not
disconnected.
Nonplussed.
Yeah.
Controversial Owen.
Yeah. I'm taking a stand now.
Give
I've
it
had
to
enough.
Him, Owen. Give it to him. Fabio's down the barrel. Give
no,
it to
Fabio's,
him.
No, Fabio's, I'm sure he's a nice bloke.
He is a lovely bloke. Actually,
yeah, I'm sure he's lovely,
can't
but it just
that,
feels
man.
Like.
You'd feel awful if you met him. He's such a nice guy. Anyway, poor old Fabio.
Well, when he drives off in his Ferrari, I'm sure, you know, he'll shed a tear for
he
me.
He wouldn't be seen dead in a Ferrari. He's Lambo all the way.
What's better, Lambos or Ferraris? I don't really know.
Ferraris, right?
Yeah, anyway. I am not the person to be able to tell you.
Terrible plug coming now. prepare yourself. Something else we like this week.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, is YouTube memberships.
That's not a terrible point. That's YouTube a really good thing.
Yeah, well, they are brilliant, right? You get custom emojis.
What's not to like?
You get your loyalty badge, which nice. Changes as the months go on, which clever. I found quite entertaining. You can be a trail crew or trail boss, obviously, different price tiers. And the trail boss, right, you get, after 12 months of membership, you get an exclusive water bottle, which is what I'm hanging on for. I'm hanging on.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd mention it and things we like this week, because we love it when we've got YouTube members.
Simples
over, all right? Plug over. Let's get to the caption contest.
So, caption contest.
Yes.
Yeah, very exciting.
Blake's face is last week's photo.
Yeah, he was building, was that his suspension bike or the, it doesn't really matter, it's irrelevant.
It's not the best photo of him, but he looks like he's having a good time. But why is he making that face? Let's find out in the captions.
Wayne 5741 says, I just heard Martin say, make my day. Do a scream of joy or fright.
Oh, I don't get it. I don't get it. Oh, is it? It's like a Dirty Harry.
Have I just destroyed it?
It's like, I'll make my day or make my day, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I've just ruined it. Sorry,
Wayne. Next one, Aesop's Cycles says, the moment, sometime after filming the show, Blake got Martin's innuendo at the end of the bike vault. Yeah, I think Blake missed a joke last week. You could see it on his face. And I think innuendo, he thinks that's some sort of bike trick.
Yeah, isn't that where you like land the back wheel? That's an innuendo, isn't it?
That's what you probably think. Yeah. A classic from Cornish Cactus coming up here. Go on.
Okay. Blake should have deburred the bottom bracket before testing it for size.
You can rely on Cornish Cactus.
He's made a couple of comments on the text show, actually.
Every time. He's just class.
Hey, they were a bit too spicy for the textual audience.
Yeah, he's very good.
He is fantastic. But
I think we can't give it to Cornish Cactus because he's won so many times in the past. So I'm going to pick Wayne because I sort of made it sound like it wasn't the best one ever, but it doesn't really matter.
I think that's how I said it, though.
Yeah, I think
I killed it.
Owen ruined it. So you get to win the stunt mug this week. Well done. Next week, though, we're only giving out stunt mugs to very, very good captions. Here's the photo. Excellent. Give us a caption for that in the comments down below for next week's show, and you could be winning yourself a stunt mug, just like this fella here, see? Effortless.
Oh, it is, that's smooth.
Amazing.
And then you just press the second button and it does that.
Yeah, you just press the button on the side and off it goes.
There you go, stunt mugs. They're a future.
Coming up this week, we have got some banger videos. First one, it really is applicable to what we've been talking about today. Stop being scared of jumping.
I need that one.
Yeah.
I literally need that one.
I've said you need to learn the jumps, and now there's a jump learn video.
All right, that's perfect.
Perfect.
That's clever.
There you go, there's that.
It's almost like it was planned seamlessly.
That is genius. I actually didn't plan it, but there we are.
It's fine. It's fortunate.
And future of trail bikes also coming up, which is really cool. A little bit of a look at the Spectral OnFly. It's going to be exciting.
Very cool.
Very, very nice. Yeah, so some great vids coming up on GMBN. Don't miss out. Right, we've nearly got to the end of the show, but we've just got time to dive into the bike vault. Owen, would you like to join me?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, let's dive into the vault.
Here we go.
It's the bike vault. Dun, 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 dun. Bike vault.
No.
But for bike vaults.
Yeah, I like that. Like it.
I don't. So you have a rap battle for that one and then a bit of a beatbox.
Into the bike vault this week, and we're starting with this one.
Oh, nice.
You've got the bell.
I like it. I've got the ringer.
Tom Harriman. It's a fuel. Trek Fuel EX. EX. It's not an EX.
Yeah, it is. It's a fuel EX. And I'm playing Generation 6.
Yes.
He's upgraded the bars. He's got Rental on there, which is very nice.
It's nice. I'm going to be a bit stingy this week. It's
just nice.
Tom?
Are you put off by the Agero tyre?
Oh, I feel bad.
I'm saying super nice. Overalling. He's got super cool pedals.
There
he's got flats on there.
Super nice. Next up, Graham Hughes.
Oh.
Graham Hughes with a trail dog in the shot
there. Yeah, that Ralph.
Yeah.
That's Ralph.
Well done, Ralph. It's a Trek Slash.
In the Highlands. That is gorgeous.
Say, you know, super nice. Super nice. Next up, we have got Jake.
who's got his Santa Cruz out on the trail. That is a big bad. What is that?
It is.
Santa Cruz Valor?
Yeah. I do like how it's the sort of like burly trails. And I'm being slightly mean. The Calder Massif that is the Clents.
Yeah.
I mean, they're huge mountains.
Yeah.
So you do need a big burly bike for that terrain. So.
Is there sarcasm in there?
No sarcasm whatsoever. If you've not been to the Clent Hills, you don't know how.
What are you giving? You've got to give them super nice now.
Super nice.
Next up, we have got a canyon. Beautiful.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's nicely outdoor setting, though. It's nice. It fits with the living room. Is that it, like, made so you can...
Which came first? You got the bike and then repainted the
room. This is Reese Garrity's canyon. And he's made it, fit with his living room. That's super nice. That's a definite super nice.
Well, it is, because I think it takes a lot to go, you know what, I really love this cream colour of this bike. I'm going to match my room. That is brilliant. Love it a lot.
Next up,
is a banging photo.
What a shot.
That's great.
That is from Lee Yule. And is that a giant?
Giant trance.
Yeah.
Very
that
good.
That is a great... Come on, bring it.
I was just looking longer.
Super nice shot.
Yeah, that is great.
Next up, Phil Hawkins. Not sure about your bar setup. Rolled back a bit.
Rollback's fine. Super nice. Straight in there. We're not bothering with that.
Right, last bike in the bike vault this week. It's another one from Reese Garrity.
He's got two in.
How has he done this?
He's like that guy who did the lottery twice and won a house, won it twice. A car.
This isn't as good as that, but it's pretty good. It's pretty damn good.
He's lucky.
In the bike vault twice with a giant trance. What are you giving him, Owen? You've been very generous this week.
I mean, look, send them in. If I'm on, they get super nice. I think that's a good deal.
That's a great idea. Send your bikes in to the bike vault. GMBN Uploader is in the description down below. Thank you for getting involved. Hopefully you'll see your bike on here next week.
Yes.
Maybe twice.
Get them in.
Maybe twice. Owen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Make sure you practice them skills I told you about now.
No,
so you're ready
relearn.
For your cross-country riding.
Even though I've got to do jumps.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd have to do that.
Pump track for you. Get on with it. Otherwise, thanks for joining us and we'll see you next week.